Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLX. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Want to support scholarships for area women? A Knoxville chapter of the PEO is holding a holiday-themed luncheon to help raise funds. Let's learn more about it and go in-depth with Cheryl McCaskey with the PEO and Lacey White and Heather Couples, former scholarship winners. Cheryl, what's PEO?
PEO is a women's organization that has been around for a lot of years, and it is a group of women who are interested in women's education. It started on a college campus with friends getting together, and as it has progressed, it has emphasized the projects that they fund to help women get education.
Okay, and it helps women all over the country, all over the world?
In fact, all over the world. Some of our projects are international projects where we help women come to the United States to get education with the idea that they're going to go back. That's called an international peace project. There are projects for women who are getting their PhDs, so possibly somebody is wanting to go on and get an advanced degree. The more typical projects that we have is the PEO Sisterhood actually owns a college down in Nevada, Missouri. Cotty College is a two-year college that recently has started having four-year degrees. And it is owned by the Sisterhood, and we give a lot of scholarships for Cotty College. This summer we had five junior girls go down to Cotty College for a summer camp. They did some leadership things. They may have done some music, some science. Shauna Schmidt and her sister Christina have both gone to those camps, and Shauna is currently a student at Cotty College.
And how many women are members of PEO in Marion County, do you know?
That would be a hard question. We have two Knoxville chapters, each chapter probably having 30-ish women in it. There are two Pella chapters. And when I was doing some promoting for our holiday fundraiser, there are probably 15 chapters between Centerville and Des Moines. You know, that kind of a radius.
All right. So a good number of women in Marion.
There are a lot of women.
Mm-hmm. And throughout the country and world, I guess.
Yes.
Well, how does one become a member of PEO?
To become a member of PEO, you are invited to be in PEO. But to take advantage of our projects, any women can take advantage of our projects. A PEO chapter has to sponsor them.
And so maybe an individual member will then bring somebody forward to the chapter, and then the chapter will make a decision?
Exactly.
More in depth after this. Continued my conversation about PEO scholarships for women with Cheryl McCaskey, Lacey White, and Heather Couples.
Is there a long application process?
It depends on the project. The two women that are sitting here with me can probably attest to the system, but I would say that it is a comprehensive system. It does help women look at their, it requires women to look at their financial picture. I know in one situation that looking through that financial picture was kind of scary of, oh, if I go back to school, am I really going to afford this? And then the project can help them identify that if they just need those extra dollars that the project can provide, maybe we can help make it happen.
Well, Lacey, how did PEO help you?
They helped me financially. They gave me a $2,500 scholarship to help finish my degree. I had already been in college for a year, and a friend from my church, who is a PEO member, came forward and asked me if I'd be interested. And I had no idea what PEO was, and she gave me the paperwork and helped me through it, filled it out, and it has helped tremendously. It has helped fund my books, my tuition for this whole term, and my summer term as well. So I didn't have to worry about anything.
So tuition, books, everything you needed summer in this term?
Yeah, anything that I needed. I could even use what I had left over for transportation costs and such like that. So
made a big difference, didn't it?
It helped a ton. It helped me a ton, absolutely.
Do you think it made a critical difference? You're going to get your education completed sooner, or?
Oh, absolutely. It helped me do classes in the summer. I wasn't sure I was going to be able to financially do classes in the summer. However, the PEO scholarship did fund that for me, so I will graduate this December. So.
In what?
In early childhood education.
Well, that's pretty cool. So
yeah.
PEO helped you do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get out sooner, you know, help you out with your career goals.
Absolutely, absolutely. The PEO women are wonderful. They are wonderful women, absolutely.
I think you'll join someday?
If I'm asked, absolutely. As much as I can help them, I would love to help as much as possible.
You believe in the cause?
Absolutely, yes. And empowering women to get their education, I highly suggest anyone to go back to school. I don't care how old you are, whether you are 18 or 85, do it. It's never too late.
Heather, you're nodding.
Yes, I am. I agree with her completely. The PEO helped me many years ago when I had a baby and a toddler in the house and a husband who was an over-the-road truck driver. And I needed to get an education, but I also needed to take care of my children at the same time. So I went through DMAC and took most of my classes online, which allowed me to take my classes from home as well as be a mother, which required me to need a computer. And unfortunately, at that time, I had to purchase a computer, and I was paying 33% interest on this computer, which was making my financial hardships worse, trying to pay for this computer, plus go back to school, plus lack of income as a full-time student. And I went up to our local Chamber of Commerce and got a list of organizations in Marion County. And I sent personalized letters to every organization. And when the PEO got my letter, somebody in the PEO that I know said, "I know her, I think we can help her." And I was invited to a meeting. And that's where I met Cheryl, who actually helped me with all my paperwork. It did seem extensive and scary at the time, but they are right there to help you. They help you through every piece of it, every step of it. And I was approved for the money. They paid off my computer, so I was able to go to school from home, still be a full-time mother, and get my education. And I am actually going back to school again to further that education in January of next year. So it is a continuing thing. It does not matter how old you are. You can keep improving yourself. You can keep moving forward. And I owe it all to the PEO, actually, for the help with that computer. And I would absolutely 100% join the organization if asked.
And this was back a few years ago, you say?
Yes, it was.
And so computers were much more expensive then.
Yes, they were. It was a $1,500 computer at 33% interest.
Yeah, so that was a big help.
It was a tremendous help. I can't even tell you how much stress it took off of me for them to provide that for me, because it was imperative that I be able to go to school from home. And now that is almost the normal, that these students take a lot of their classes online and not even at the campus.
What a relief it must have been to see that computer paid off.
Oh, it was amazing. It was the best feeling ever. And I couldn't believe that there were people out there who were willing to step up and help for something like that. Because even loans through the federal government and stuff do not cover the equipment that you need to do what you do.
More in depth after this. I I continued my conversation about PEO scholarships for women with Cheryl McCaskey, Lacey White, and Heather Couples.
Now, is this $1,500 to a $2,500 figure that we're hearing now, is that sort of normal, or is that high, low? What's the range?
I believe, Heather, you actually received two different projects, right? She received our Iowa project, which is funds that are open for people of need. And I believe that's what Lacey received also, was the Iowa project.
Yes.
I believe the Iowa project has a maximum of $2,500. And it can be given up to that maximum. So like if somebody qualifies for a certain amount and then they have further need before they finish their educational needs, or the Iowa project does not have to be educational. At the state convention, I heard a young girl who had a hearing problem had a need for a hearing amplifier so that the teacher wear a headphone and the student wore a headphone and they were able to participate in the regular classes better. The Iowa Project Fund paid for that girl's hearing needs. And so the Iowa Project Fund can be used more, and we can even have that go to children and men as applicants. There is an application process. People just need to apply. They need to be sponsored by a PEO organization. And then the organization decides how much they have and how much they can give. When Heather applied for her two programs, I believe we got half of what we asked for from both the Iowa Project Fund and the Program for Continuing Education. The Program for Continuing Education is another program that Heather received, and it is for any woman who has been away from education for at least 2 years. So it can't be somebody who's sticking with their education. So it's meant for someone who has been away from education and then knows they need to go back. They also have to be within 2 years of finishing their degree. So therefore, I have a student, another recipient right now who wasn't able to join us today, that wanted to go back for nursing. She is within 2 years of her program. And so we were able to apply for the Iowa Project Fund to help her with some of the travel expenses because she does have clinicals, and also to apply for the Program for Continuing Education, which is tuition and fees. So therefore, Heather was able to use some of her funds for travel and for daycare when she did need to go to campus. And so that's the reason why we applied for the two different funds.
So different opportunities then.
Yes.
People at different stages of their education. Mm-hmm. And even not.
And as I mentioned with Shauna Schmidt, who is at CAUTI right now, she is receiving CAUTI scholarships to go to CAUTI. I think she recently joined the PEO sisterhood, but she was not a PEO when she first went to CAUTI College.
So where does PEO get the money to fund all of these scholarships?
We as members give dues every year and we send money to the projects, but you are giving me an excellent lead-in to the fact that because we currently have more than $10,000, in fact, I would say probably $15,000 in Marion County with women that I know who are receiving funding. My idea was I wanted to pay that back. Another PEO group last year had a Christmas luncheon, and I decided we could make it an event that could be open to the public, and it could help make people aware of our projects because there may be somebody out there now that would be a candidate for our projects, and maybe no PEO sister knows about them. So we want to let you know that, and anybody can Google PEO projects and see what the projects are online, but then they would need to meet somebody in PEO to actually do the application. We wanted to do a fun, elegant event, and it has grown like Topsy.
Really? Well, tell us about it.
Well, I started out, I wanted to do the luncheon, and at the luncheon that I went to a year ago, they had Christmas decorations around, and they brought in their Christmas plates. So I proposed to my PEO sisters that maybe if they had Christmas plates, they could bring them in for the luncheon. I believe we have enough Christmas plates to seat 100 places at this luncheon. So there may be snowmen and 12 days of Christmas and whatever. So that will be a part of our decoration. I approached the next chapter to see if they would like to bring a lot of their decorations and things that they have to decorate around the outside. And Teresa and Annie were wonderful and have really jumped on the bandwagon and volunteered to actually decorate the center of each table in addition to putting some things around the outside. And they'll have a retail area. So I'm imagining that I may come in and see snowmen on the plates of a table, and there may be some children's books put together with some ideas of Christmas ideas. So I think that's what Teresa and Annie are doing from the next chapter. One of our members works at Somerset Winery, and so she is going to bring wine tasting from Somerset Winery. She'll bring the newest things that they have to offer. And then with the wine tasting, glasses of wine will be available for purchase if people want to have wine with their lunch. The other thing that I did years ago was I was in a chapter where we did a style show. So I contacted the Hall Tree in Pella. They also have a store in Urbandale. And they were more than excited to come and do a style show. So we have 7 or 8 women. Lacey is going to be one of them. I think Heather is going to be one of them. And they're going to go to the Hall Tree the week before the style show and pick out 2 or 3 outfits that they will model. And then the Hall Tree will tell us what we're seeing. So the schedule of the day is at 10:30, the doors open. So from 10:30 to 11:30, people can wander around and see all these decorations and tables. The Hall Tree is bringing a retail area too. So I'm imagining there'll be some jewelry and some scarves and accessories that they may have. The next chapter will have their little area. And 11:30, we'll sit down and the PEO sisters will act as hostesses and serve the people their lunch. And then about 12 o'clock, the models will get up and go get dressed. And for the next 45 minutes, they will wander around through the crowd while we're being told what they're wearing.
Well, that sounds like fun.
And it's all over by 1 o'clock. I guess the other thing I would say about the Growing Like Topsy is as we took our posters around to put them up, businesses have been more than supportive of this event. And so businesses started offering and saying, well, can I give a gift basket that you could use? And the Hall Tree kind of started this with, they said, we're going to give a door prize. So now we have a number of silent auction items. Every day, somebody tells me of another offer. And so I assume we're going to have between 12 and 25 things that people can go around and do a bid on. I know there are a couple $50 Mary Kay product certificates that are available, just for an example. Tickets need to be purchased by October 24th. Because of the catered lunch, we will not be able to have any tickets at the door. So you can purchase them at the Hall Tree, at Iowa State Savings Bank, or the next chapter by October 24th.
And this is when?
This is Saturday, November 3rd.
Okay.
The time is coming up for people to get their reservations because obviously with a catered lunch, we need to have a number so that the Swamp Fox can prepare our lunch. The Swamp Fox has graciously agreed not to charge us any rent for their ballroom. They will cater our lunch for us. We're having a lasagna roll with spinach and prosciutto and red peppers and a salad and a roll. And then Hy-Vee is also furnishing our desserts. We're going to have red velvet cake, carrot cake, or lemon curd layer cake. Those are going to be the choices. So again, I think this is going to be a very elegant lunch, and the whole thing costs $20.
And part of that would go to contributing to the cause?
Yes. At least half of that is going to go towards the cause. And with these gift baskets that businesses are giving us, that's going to give us a little bit more going towards our projects.
And people can always make a donation, I bet.
Absolutely. We'll let them make a donation. And the other thing I guess I would like to mention is the Iowa State Savings Bank has done all of our publicity. And we have some one-page brochures that talk about all these projects. So we're going to make those available for people to pick up that day so that if they heard this and they said, now, what was that one, that they can pick it up and we'll have some contact information for them to be able to let us know they have a project recipient suggestion.
Well, you're having fun with this, aren't you?
I'm having a ball. Mary Kiefer and Susan Hicks have picked up on it, and they're the ones who have gone around with the posters, and they're the ones who have gotten a lot of the gift baskets. I'm so thrilled that when I contacted Lacey and Heather that they agreed to be models, because our PEO group is a little older, and so it's nice to have an assortment of ages for models so people can look and say, oh, there's a gift idea. I also understand that the Hall Tree is bringing percentage coupons for people who attend.
And so where do people get more information?
The tickets are available at the Iowa State Bank. They're available at the Next Chapter. They're available at the Hall Tree in Pella. And they can contact me, Cheryl McCaskey, and we'll be glad to get them tickets.
Thanks to Cheryl McCaskey, Lacey White, and Heather Couples for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.